let's get into Linus Torvalds' thoughts on AI in the Linux kernel, which has become an increasingly contentious topic as AI-assisted tools are uncovering vulnerabilities, generating lots of bug reports, and now even being used to generate patches for the Linux kernel. Linus talks about how this increasing volume of work is creating burnout for maintainers, especially the reports that are low quality, in a drive-by style, or clearly generated without any human follow-through. Now, Linus isn't completely against AI. He sees it as a useful tool, but let's get his thoughts on whether or not AI actually belongs in open source in the Linux kernel, or do these tools just overwhelm maintainers and flood projects? Anyways, here's a recent conversation between Linus Torvalds and Dirk, who leads Verizon's open source program office. Let's get into what Linus really thinks about AI in the Linux kernel, its benefits, and the problems it's creating, and if open source should adopt it.
So we talked backstage about the impact all of this has on maintainers, because the maintainers were already struggling with burnout before, and now this flood of bug reports isn't really helping. But are there any good tools that help you as a maintainer with code review, with understanding the patches that come in to help you with your workflow?
We have a ton of tools for that. And I'd like to point out that the Linux kernel is actually doing really well. We have every single release, we have over 1,000 people involved, and we have a solid cadre of maintainers that are there and who get, most of the time they get well paid for being there too. And so we're doing well. All these problems that I've been talking about the Linux kernel because that's what I do, obviously. But think of all the tens of thousands of random projects that people maintain that are not the Linux kernel, and that may be somebody's like pet project that they've been working on for a decade or more, and they have one person or three people that are somewhat involved, and they get really burnt out when they get a flood of these sometimes obviously AI reports that just, it's a bug report, and when you ask for more information, the person has done a drive-by and doesn't even answer your questions anymore. So that's the real burnout issue is I think there. And now I forgot what the actual question was after that aside.
I asked you if there are AI tools that are helping.
Oh yeah, we do use AI tools, and I'd like to point out again, I actually work mostly with people. So for me, as a top-level maintainer, I don't do a lot of coding. I do coding on my toy projects, on my guitar pedal, I do coding for fun because I'm a programmer. But my job is working with people, and I do not use AI to work with people.
Right? Thank you.
And I should suggest you don't do that either. But we do have a lot of automated tools, including AI. We have like Google, for example, set up this patch tool thing that a lot of people are looking at. I forget the name, Shashiko, that looks at all the patches that go to the mailing list and does a review of them. And sometimes the review is not great, but quite often it finds issues and it asks questions and says, hey, what about this issue? That's the public one, and there's a lot of companies working on private tooling for inside companies, but actually these days a lot of the main developers do local AI, which I actually would suggest everybody look into. You don't want to be entirely at the mercy of of the big companies that, yes, at some point decide, oh, we need to make money too. Yeah.
So you're showing your age, because your comment about tens of thousands of projects is really funny. This week, GitHub announced that they currently have 480 million repositories. And in a recent study, 600,000 projects were considered of important or critical use for enterprise users of open source software. So it's literally hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions overall. The space is so big, it's hard to wrap your mind around. But let's you say this is a social issue, you talk about working with people. If you are at the beginning of your career right now,
yep.
And a lot of people do these doom and gloom, all code will be written by AI. And on the flip side, those of you who were here on Monday for Jim's keynote saw Jim's very optimistic note that said, actually, we are creating a lot of jobs in the tech industry, and we are seeing hiring in the tech industry. So do you have something that you would tell someone at the beginning of their career, here is where you should focus?
So my opinion has always been that, hey, AI is a great tool, but it's a tool. And when I see people saying, hey, 99% of our code is written by AI, I literally get angry. Because those same people, I pretty much guarantee that 100% of their code is written by compilers. But they never say that, right? It's exactly the same issue. I grew up writing machine code, and when I say machine code, I don't mean assembly language. I mean the numbers. And I mean, it leaves an imprint on you. I still remember LDA is hex A9 on the 6502, right?
Correct.
It took me a while to understand that writing down the numbers and calculating offsets for branches is kind of stupid. And people had come up with this tool called an assembler. And then later on, I figured out compilers are good too. And these days, I'm figuring out AI tools are good too. I'm still writing the code. I'm just not doing it the same way I did when I was basically typing in numbers in data statements. I'm personally 100% convinced that AI is changing programming, but it's not changing the fundamentals. Exactly the same way that you all use compilers to actually generate your code, you will all use, well, not maybe all of you, but a lot of people will use AI to generate the code that the compilers use to generate the code that the assemblers then use to generate the machine code. This is revolutionary in the same sense that we've seen revolutions before. And AI will increase your productivity by a factor of 10, and I claim that compilers increase your productivity by a factor of 1,000. So AI is great, but AI is not changing programming. It may be changing other areas, don't get me wrong, but I'm a programmer, so I don't care.
And one of the things, sorry, my voice is already fading. One of the things that I think has always been true when you look at the code written by developers, good developers write good code, other developers write code that then breaks. And the same will be true for the people prompting the AI tool. People who know what they're doing, who understand systems, will be able to prompt tools to write good code, and people who don't understand the complexity of systems will also prompt systems and write code, and it will fail.
And I think you do want to understand how it all works in the end. I don't program in machine code anymore, but I still look at the generated code. So when I use a compiler, even when I use AI for my pet toy projects, I will use AI to generate code. I will look at that code. I will actually still look at the assembly language end result because it's what I grew up with. It's kind of where my comfort zone. And right now I'm playing with microcontrollers anyway, so you really want to actually look at the generated code and make sure it's doing what you really want it to do. So I think even when you use AI for coding, if you do a project that you actually maintain long-term, you need to understand not just your prompts, but you need to understand the end result too, because that's the only way you can maintain it long-term. And it's easy enough, and we see that all the time, where you basically generate a new project and it's a throwaway project and it's a one time and it's over. And AI is great for that, and we call it vibe coding. But if you want to make something serious, you're going to have to maintain it for 35 years or something. And at that point, it's a lot more than just writing the prompts to make somebody else generate the code.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I have a lot more questions. I guess I'll have to ask them next year in Vancouver when we'll do the same session. I hope you'll all be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Linux Foundation for hosting this event and conversation between Linus and Dirk. If you want more of this video or you found this conversation interesting, check out the link in the description below or in the comments section. Linus and Dirk talked about the challenges and opportunities that you get with AI. AI is clearly helping developers move faster by reviewing patches, finding bugs, and generating code. But it also is putting more pressure and burnout on maintainers through low-quality reports and contributions. Linus clearly sees AI as a useful tool, but not a replacement for understanding, and the real challenge here is making sure that AI solves real problems and doesn't create new ones. What are your thoughts about AI and the Linux kernel and open source? Post them in the comment section below. I'll catch you in another. Thanks for watching.